All right, we're back on the recording. We're in closed session. We have trustees Barrett, Harvey, Ebert, and Gibson in attendance, along with Rachel Anderson, Carrie Zinger, Paul Hurst in the meeting. Okay, Paul, do you have something for us in closed session?
I don't, Bob.
Okay, Bob.
I want to provide a quick update for a meeting that Don Barnett and I had last Friday referencing Wolf Creek Irrigation Company's share conversion from irrigation shares to mitigation shares. Quick backdrop. Those shares are essential for us to be able to have water and to spread butter over our existing water sources during the summer. I think the meeting went real well. I think we're going to kind of get to where we need to get. They're re-meeting. They're going to send stuff to Void of Interest, and it's going to come to you, okay, and then we're going to have to act on it. I want to try and get these shares converted to mitigation. It's going to involve some legal fees. I had already tried to grease the skids there. There's no way to tap dance out of the we pay on.
I think the old district should pay for it, not the cemetery.
I think that's a perfectly appropriate insight given this.
Well, they feel like that anyway.
Entitlement runs deep, brother. Let me put it to you that way. So I met with the summit folks today and had an initial hoo-ha with their new leadership group. I think it's probably safe to say that there's transition there when you see a posting for CEO, namely Greg Marr's position's been posted online. On top of that, they've formed a transition board that includes Don, who's just all over this. He's a great guy. Their attorney is a guy by the name of Sean McLeod or something like this. They've got another fellow that's their marketing director that's going to be involved, and Mark Schrotel, who I would strongly recommend to the county commissioners for our next vacancy to be appointed. He's a summit guy, but I think we can get around that if we appropriately condition his recusal requirements for conflicts of interest. So it went real well.
I could see Bob sitting him in front of a chair with his eyes taped open watching a video or something.
You watch Clockwork Orange too much, buddy. I bet you watch that all the time. So in any case, the issue of a real property transfer came up. I believe it's in our strategic interest, and Paul, you can probably help me out on this a little bit, that we acquire a lease for two separate parcels that Summit currently owns. There's a 10-acre parcel that's immediately below their existing sewer treatment plant that I believe that if we had leaseholder rights on, that we could exercise more influence on our self-directed sewer process with the Wolfies, who have not given us really the aloha spirit
so far. We'll be quick, Maria.
Okay.
Maria? Give us about 5 minutes.
Oh, you're fine. I just
want to
talk to you about
it. Yeah, we're in closed session. We'll see you in 5.
Then there's another 40-acre parcel that, after having talked to them today, could likely represent, at least on an adjunctive basis, us reconfiguring our lagoon systems. So these are two particularly, I won't go into the details here, these haven't really been worked out, but just on a preliminary basis, we need these leases. Paul, what do you think about this?
Well, obviously, after we got Leland's report and we reviewed it last month, it's obvious that we need to be able to cover ourselves, cover our discharge.
Put a protective covering somewhere.
Yeah, in the lower valley. We're not going to, the answer is not hiding it up on top of the mountain somehow and being able to use it. That won't happen. So to get some of that, to secure our position better, and it might even lead to getting out of this doggy lease that we've got that Mark, I know Mark Anderson just hates, and I do too, on the existing lagoons would be a good thing. And I think those existing lagoons have a very short life.
Yes.
Administratively, from a state administrative standpoint, I think they're very short.
So I guess what I'm saying is I'd like at least a board feeling on how aggressively we should pursue this. I say we press the start button, see what Summit's willing to do, get their newly appointed kind of coordinating attorney to work with Rachel, identify these parcels, and see if we can get a lease on these parcels. I think it makes strategic sense.
Do you have any idea on cost, what 10 would be and what 40 would
no,
be?
No, no idea at all.
I'm okay with looking at it to go forward. I think you talked to us about some legal fees and
yeah, that was for the share deal. This is the separate deal, the lease deal.
Oh, I think when it comes to specific dollar amounts, we need to see what those are before we can't give a blanket ahead of time.
go up to, but I don't think we really know.
I don't even think we're there to the dollar. We're there to the, is this in the strategic interest of the district?
I think it absolutely is.
I would agree with that. So I'd say,
let's do it.
Okay.
I will disagree because I've never voted no on anything in this whole entire board, so I'm going to vote no so I can have a no vote. I'm with you. So, or as Carrie likes to say, no, James, serious. What is your serious answer?
Okay. At the risk of picking a scab, beating a dead horse, all these sorts of things, this governance thing is a problem for us if we're not careful here. Okay.
Do you have any other picking a scab, dead horse? Do you have any other kind of thoughts like
any
that?
Other disgusting habits you want to talk about? Anything else?
I think there's been a perception that this whole governance thing hasn't gone well for quite a while with our involvement, this board's involvement, since the first of the year, Carrie. The appointment of Jeff Werbelow, the other summit representative, the pushback from county legal, the follow-up non-appointment of a community representative, the reappointment of three county commissioners. I think all this thing sort of creates a narrative of kicking the can down the road for community members who may or may not be correct, may or not understand the true machinations of a functioning board or a county government, who think that they're being stonewalled, basically, on their hardcore intent to participate in as customers.
I think we should gather signatures.
Why don't you get your Halloween outfit out and go back out and get those signatures?
So,
I think we just got to watch this one. I think with James resigning tonight, I think that's a real good start, okay? But I caution you.
Did you resign?
I have resigned. I thought I did.
Again?
I thought I made it fairly clear.
I didn't know you resigned tonight. Did you take that as a resignation?
I didn't either.
Okay,
well,
so I'm not saying you should or shouldn't. I don't care. I'm just saying I didn't understand it that way. So if that's the case, when we come back into open session, you have to make that clear if that's your intention.
Yeah, because I thought we kind of layered that with your dated resignation.
I was asking questions. I didn't offer any resignation.
Okay.
I was asking questions.
I thought you said December 1st.
But the only time I gave a definitive answer was when Bob asked me if I was resigning tonight, and I said no. So, listen, Bob, I understand where you're going here, and it is beating a dead horse at this point, to be honest. I mean, this body, the appointing body, has to go forward in a way where they feel comfortable with replacements, and they feel comfortable in the process. And I'm just telling you my intent, and I mean, I don't know how else to say it, but you asked a point blank, what's my intent? My intent is to not be on this board long. And
okay.
And frankly, before, maybe even, I mean, I'm concerned about leaving Paul without a functioning board. I want to do some research as to how the best way is to pull that trigger, but I don't want to be here. I don't think I need to be here long, but I am concerned, frankly. I think we run a lot of risk the other direction as well. When we go back out there, frankly, I think it's one thing to say community board members, but this district was in a big pickle, and as we've expressed today, because people couldn't step back far enough to look at what was really going on. Because it was basically a developer operated district that then had a few people that were in the development that were on the board, and I think we run a real risk of doing that. And so I've battled with that back and forth, and I think at this point for me, I want to transition as quick as I can. But I also want to leave with appointments in my mind and appointments made from this body that make me feel comfortable in the future of this district going forward. And frankly, that's the problem that we had a year ago, is there weren't a lot of those options out there, at least not to make me comfortable. And I've got to get comfortable with where those go, and when I get comfortable with that, I can move really quickly, because I don't need to be here any longer. I could resign tonight and be happy. That's not the point. The point is, how's the best way to do it, Jim?
Are we
We've got to be kind of careful because we're not really talking about why we're in closed session.
Yeah, I think it could be imminent litigation. I think there's this perception, and I frankly share this perception. I'm not stirring the perception, Jim, James, but let me be clear that the county commissioners have kicked this can down the road way too long, okay? That they've had ample opportunity to actually fulfill their commitment to move to a community board, and that by kicking this down the road, that they open themselves up to questions of whether or not how they were influenced in their decision making.
I totally understand that, but by the same token, what we're talking about 45 days right now.
I know that. I'm just telling you.
So let's do it right and not make another mistake.
Can we be talking about when Mark? We talked from the meeting before this one about having representation from Summit here in our board. Would it be, if you're resigning, would it be appropriate, or does anyone have an issue with Mark Scrotel being on our board? Can I even mention that in this closed session? Do we have to come out of closed session and do all this other stuff?
Probably should be out of closed session.
I know
out
that we
of?
Out.
Yeah. I know that we've had from legal a recommendation that we have appropriate representation from the two different distinct entities, and we have created the distinction within our fee schedule.
Yes.
So I can feel comfortable saying that. Who that individual is, I think they would have to put in for it. I think we need to be careful about, you know, donning somebody.
Pre-anointing somebody.
Right.
Yes.
And that's the problem with us. We can come into close open session, but we shouldn't be talking about it as a board of commissioners.
Well, you guys are wearing your trustee hats tonight, so and we would weigh in on any potential applicants, right?
Yeah, but I don't want to get down where it smells like that. But that I brought it up. I'm just saying that name's been here. I'm going to go on record for myself saying I would feel comfortable about that.
Me too.
That's just me.
Me too, very much.
Can we go home now?
Yeah.
Can I make a motion that we end full session?
We're on the same page here.
I just think we just need to be not underestimate how people feel that they've been disenfranchised and lack of responsiveness from their concerns, from written communication, no response, multiple communications. That just to me seems like a shortcoming of this board to get written communication from constituencies within our district who are demanding answers on our intent for governance, and we've just failed to respond. There's been no response, formal response out of this board. I think that's a screw up, and I just want to highlight that in closed session. And so I'm just telling you, I think it was a mistake not to respond when individual customers are strongly questioning our practice.
So Bob, if I wanted to be chastised, we would have left Miranda in the room.
Oh, well, I'm not giving, you know, trust me guys, I'm looking for a way to not create more work for myself or for Rachel or for anybody else in this room.
I don't want to go into litigation.
I don't have a dog in this fight per se, but I'm just telling you to not take this into account and fully understand the implications. We're doing okay with this move, but it's just
solid evil plan just to get me off the board. I know how you are, Bob.
Rachel?
Yes.
Speak to the litigation issue that Bob brings up. Who would be sued?
I am really unclear on what the basis would be of any sort of lawsuit or
okay.
Who they would
neither am I. I'm just
honestly,
saying.
Yeah, I don't either. Think that, yeah. Like I said earlier in the open session, you guys are a legally constituted mm-hmm. board, and you are legally allowed to have three county commissioners on there. And I just don't see the basis of them complaining. If you guys have made a statement that you want to be more community oriented, that's just a statement you made. It's not a legal requirement, and they haven't been grieved by that. Honestly, if they are that concerned about the constitution of this board, they could petition to turn it back into an elected board.
Right.
So, you know.
Okay.
I know there's frustration there, but I don't see a legal issue.
I'm relieved to know that then.
But that doesn't change the fact that there's a perception. We need to deal with the perception, but most importantly to me, we need to set this board up for success going forward. That's my opinion. And I don't don't think it takes a long time to do that, but I think it's, it needs to be thoughtful and methodical.
Well, the thing that we're asking from the administration is give us direction and tell us what the timing is, and then between legal and us, we'll execute to meet the law. But right now, we're on a holding pattern.
All right, you done?
Yep.
Okay. Move to come out of the closed session into public or into
open meeting.
Second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Okay, we're back in our open meeting.